Cape Breton, RCMP say people who buy illegal cannabis are supporting organized crime. The Mounties say they intercepted two shipments of illegal cannabis last month, originating from Ontario, with a combined street value of more than $113,000. Corporal Gary McLaughlin says the people responsible take great risks to support their criminal activities.
This is a very robust organized crime network that is operating. And we're not just talking specifically about cannabis, or we're talking about tobacco, or we're talking about drugs. It's the organized crime will do everything they can to raise money. And I've even interdicted animal sales, like people that are, doing puppy mills and using that money to generate money for organized crime. So it's basically any way that they can make money. And what they are typically, we are seeing them using it for, of course, is, you know, taking the money and converting it into sales of, could be firearms, could be human trafficking, which we're seeing a lot of in that world. So again, it's just a money-making venture then, and they're going to try to generate as much revenue as they can. And, you know, they're using, you know, Nova Scotia highways right now as a means of doing that. And we're you know, meeting the challenge head on.
McLaughlin can't speak to specifics on who is spearheading the illegal operations.
It's, you know, it's a kind of a collection of all of those groups, you know, everything from, you know, high level organized crime, international organized crime, all the way down to, street level stuff. So it's a very complex web of individuals. So one of the messages that we really want to get out to people is, you know, it may not be, to most people, it's like, what is a cigarette, or what is a joint, or what is a, a blunt or something like that to the average person. But if they were able to understand that money is not going to build, you know, schools and roads and highways and, hospitals and things like that, that money is all going directly back into organized crime coffers.
McDonald says organized crime targets vulnerable people to make deliveries.
Life has issued, kind of given them some bad cards. I've intercepted vehicles where the driver has disabilities, the driver has severe medical issues, or just simply down on their luck, and somebody offers them a large lump sum of money to transport contraband from A to B. So this type of, use of, Nova Scotia highways is the norm. It is not abnormal at all.
McLaughlin says they were tipped off about the packages by courier companies. He says police departments across the country and south of the border are committed to cracking down on the illegal drug trade, which resulted in a steady flow of communication.